tell the world I'm coming.
Oh, we love that theme song. That is the new theme song of One John Gabriel. We'll get into that coming up. Welcome back, everybody, live from Lake Buena Vista, Twin Peaks. Come on down, say hello. We will be here until 8 o'clock tonight, 844-225-5580. Text is 21232. Make sure you check out the Inez Says blog. Go to ESPNOrlando.com. All sorts of good stuff. The Inez Says blog right there, ESPNOrlando.com. Well, ESPN 580 earlier today reporting that the Orlando Magic will hire former general manager John Gabriel as an advisor slash consultant. So the front office continues to grow for the Magic, and John Gabriel joins me right now here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. You like that theme song? I mean, every time we have you on, John Gabriel, from now on, we're going to play that theme song.
That's the one.
I'm coming home, baby. I love it. How do you feel, Gabe?
I feel good, Scott. I'm excited to, at some point, I've helped them with the draft, but at some point, return to the game I love for an organization that has been so good to me.
Yeah, I mean, it's come full circle, hasn't it? I mean, you were hired way back in like 1988 by the Orlando Magic, fresh off a stint with the Philadelphia 76ers, fired as GM, what, back in 2004, and here you are back again. I mean, it must feel a little bit weird, but then again, the circle of life can be a little bit strange, can it, Gabe?
It really can, Scotty, particularly in this industry. It's almost 30 years today that I came down out of the good graces of Pat Williams to help start the franchise, do a little bit of everything, get out and spread the word that basketball, pro basketball, was coming to Central Florida.
Interesting. John Gabriel here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. The Orlando Magic, I got to tell you, Gabe, putting together an all-star type of front office. Jeff Weltman, president of basketball operations, John Hammond, the GM, and now you. Do you know these two guys, Gabe, and how much interaction will you have with these guys?
Well, that'll be determined by Jeff Weltman and John and Alex Martins. We'll determine a little bit what my role is and when I'm needed. But I've known Jeff and John for over 30 years. We basically came into the league together. At that time, Jeff was with the Clippers, and John Hammond was out west, and we got to see each other quite a bit. So I can't think of two smarter guys that have, you know, combined 60 years of experience and in the league. And I tell you what, as great of basketball people as they are, they're wonderful. Wonderful guys and good friends.
Yeah, and that makes a big difference. John Gabriel, new consultant slash advisor with the Orlando Magic here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. Gabe, the Parkinson's, you do not hide from it at all. It's part of who you are. It's not who you are, mind you, but to me, you're the same old John Gabriel. But how does the Parkinson's affect you, Gabe, and how do you expect it to affect you in your new role with the Orlando Magic?
Well, Scott, I don't know how many people can keep the schedule that they kept when they were 20 years old in their particular job or profession. And I may not be able to put in all the hours that I once did, nor do they need me to, but I will approach it with the same enthusiasm and give it everything that I've got, just like we did before. And I look forward to doing that for the organization again as needed.
I put the news out this morning on social media, and 95% of the respondents say, great move. I love Gabe. How's he doing? So let me ask you that question with Parkinson's in mind. How are you feeling? How are you doing right now, John?
I feel good, Scott. I really do. I've been fortunate to be on the board here of the Parkinson's Association of Central Florida with some wonderful people. And I've been a little bit of a, I guess you could say, an advocate for people to say, listen, I have Parkinson's. It's not a death sentence. Keep working out as long as you can. And, you know, I'm still a dad, still a husband, and, to my wife, and continue to hopefully be an assistance to this fine organization, the Orlando Magic.
That's wonderful. John Gabriel, newest Orlando Magic employee here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez. If that name rings a bell, John served as the general manager once upon a time. And I was thinking today, John, one of the most amazing things that I have ever seen from a pro sports front office was, and I mention this to Nikki Football all the time, was the 99-2000 year when you would add, what, some 50 yeah. guys to the roster, 50-some-odd transactions. Like, you cannot...
Are you sure it was only 50? Every time it becomes more. It might be 75 by now.
Well, John will be able to tell us, but it was the most amazing things I have ever seen, and it got him the Executive of the Year Award in the NBA, but it allowed you to get enough salary cap room to go out and offer deals to Tim Duncan and Grant Hill and Tracy McGrady. Is that kind of like the highlight of your career, because you really broke the mold back then? Is that the highlight of your career as GM of the Magic, Gabe?
Well, first of all, it wasn't me, Scott. It was a group effort of people in that front office with the support of the DeVosses, Scott Herring, the assistant general manager, one of the top early on capologists. And it was 66 players.
Well, there you go.
66.
Different players, there you go, 66.
In 77 different moves over a course of 15 months to get the cap clear enough to be able to go after the big three, which was maybe the beginning of the big three, going after the big three, which didn't happen, but we got close.
Yeah. See, so Nikki Football, the big old fish.
I can't believe the fish was bigger. No, the fish got smaller in this story.
Exactly.
You're hurting them here, man.
Exactly.
You're discounting them.
Yeah.
That's earning your paycheck.
Yeah.
There we go.
It was amazing. And Gabe is being humble because you were the architect of that thing. And look, I would venture to say, John Gabriel, if Grant Hill stays healthy, you may still be the GM of the Orlando Magic, but that's the world you guys live in. You're so dependent upon these players, Gabe.
Well, you are. And just remember this, though, in sincere fairness to everybody that's in this position now in the league, the rules have changed so much. The league takes a look at transactions like we made, and they find ways to try to keep players with their respective teams. So I don't even know if it's humanly possible to repeat that. It's just the rules have changed so much since then. But it was a fun time. And the team, the Heart and Hustle team before that we dissembled, they were probably one of my favorite groups also.
Yeah, there you go, Nikki Football. Mine too. He rolls his eyes
Heart
every time
Hustle.
I mention Heart and Hustle back in 99-2000. We are speaking with the newest Orlando Magic employee, former GM John Gabriel, here on ESPN Afternoons with Scott Inez live from Twin Peaks here in Lake Buena Vista. Everybody knows in Winter Park, you're like the mayor of the park. You're a resident there. You've worked with the Knicks, so you've scouted the NBA. You've scouted the Orlando Magic. What do we need, Gabe? What do we need here in Orlando now with this basketball team? What are we missing, John Gabriel?
You know, I'm going to leave that answer to the people that are a lot better at this than I am.
Oh, come on. You're so politically correct. Come on.
John Hammonds. But you want the Popovich answer would be to win, right?
Yeah,
that's
right.
What we need to that's what he, Greg would say. But all in all, you know, Alex has gone out and put together a heck of a team in both these guys. They're going to find a way to get us in the right direction, believe me.
Boy, he can sidestep those questions.
Wouldn't the Popovich
with the best
answer
of them.
Be, why the hell are you asking me that? Isn't that, I mean, the Popovich answer would just be, why the hell are you asking me?
And where's my Merlot?
Yes.
That would be the Popovich answer. Well, as a friend, John Gabriel, I am extremely happy for you. As the voice of the Magic fan, I'm ecstatic because this is more than just a nostalgia hire, okay, folks? This guy knows his stuff, and the bottom line is, and Nikki Football and I have been saying this for a month now, the more smart people you have in that boardroom, the better we're all
just
going
to be. Just
put
smart people in there. That's what we want.
And Gabe is one of them. So, John Gabriel, congratulations, my man. Now the fun begins. You know I'm going to be all over you. But congratulations, and we'll talk soon. All right, John?
You're kind. Thanks so much, Scott. Good talking to you.